USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Capitol Police arrested seven activists yesterday who had broken into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office in Washington. The protesters sat cross-legged on the floor of McCarthy's office with arms locked, yelling PEPFAR. That's being the president's global emergency plan for AIDS relief, a program that has recently been caught up in Congress's negotiations over a government shutdown. The current PEPFAR funding runs out at the end of the month. The number of Americans who believe technology will make their job obsolete has increased to 22%, according to the latest Gallup poll, and it's the sharpest increase in 6 years. The rise is largely seen among college-educated workers, which sits about 20%, nearly the same as non-college-educated. This change could largely be traced to the release of ChatGPT last November, with its ability to mimic human language and writing. The fear is no longer just robots standing in for humans in warehouses and assembly lines, but the expansion into the office world as well. Just hours after Pennsylvania police raised the award for tips that lead to the capture of escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante to $25,000, the convict was spotted again, this time armed with a rifle. On a phone interview last night, an unidentified Pennsylvania state trooper confirmed that there was a sighting of the convict. Then early this morning, a Facebook post by state police said their officers were pursuing Mr. Cavalcante in South Coventry Township of Chester County and that he was armed with a weapon. Police have urged everyone in the area to be vigilant as the chase for the illegal immigrant and murderer convict enters its 13th day. The New York Jets announced that Aaron Rodgers' x-rays were negative after he left the game during the team's season-opening drive last night. It's believed that the four-time MVP is suffering an Achilles injury. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin announced he pardoned a father convicted of disorderly conduct after angrily protesting a Loudoun County school's handling of his daughter's rape. Scott Smith's ninth-grade daughter was sexually assaulted by a biological boy wearing a skirt in a girls' high school bathroom. He erupted in anger during a school board meeting in June of 2021 when the public school superintendent insisted we don't have any records of assaults occurring in the bathrooms. Smith unleashed a swarm of profanities and was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. A teen suspect who was hit with 2 counts of forcible sodomy, one including Smith's daughter, was later found guilty on all charges in October of the same year. Concealed carry is being outlawed at Michigan State University.
Michigan State University trustees have implemented a policy barring individuals with concealed carry licenses from bringing firearms onto campus. Previously, the university prohibited students and staff from possessing guns on campus, but allowed licensed members of the public to be on campus premises provided they didn't enter buildings. The new policy, which took effect immediately, only permits concealed weapons for those passing through campus by vehicle and for authorized law enforcement or personnel. The decision follows an incident in February where a gunman took 3 lives and injured 5 on the campus. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Video Games Day. No reason to feel bad about not even seeing the light of day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.